K-Mud Podcast presents.
All right, this is Sunshine Sarasota bringing you the Cannabis Show here on KMUD. Steve will be joining us next week. Okay, he'll be back. All right, well, thanks for tuning in. Today, we're going to be speaking with Tracy Peller and Nikki Lastretto, and we're going to be talking about the Mendo Cup that is happening May 4th in Willits. So I'm excited to have them on, and I hope everyone has recovered from their 420 weed hangover. What do you do for a weed hangover? If you have any, like, fresh leaves and you juice them, it'll really help you recover from, like, a lot of THC. And also, of course, getting some good cardio and keeping your lungs all clear is good as well. Sweating that THC out's another one. And if you have some fresh bud, even juicing that, very good for helping out, getting cleared up from a glorious 420. And it was. For sure. Do we have any guests here? Okay, excellent. Welcome to the Cannabis Show. Hello, Tracy.
Hi, this is Nikki here.
Okay, hi, this is Nikki, and you are representing the Mendo Cup.
Exactly. Is that Sunshine?
Yeah, this is me. My co-host Steve will be back with us next week, so you got me today.
Oh, great. It's great to talk to you, Sunshine. It's been a long time.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm very excited about the Mendo Cup. So that is Sunday, May 4th in Willits. What's the location for that?
It's actually at the Grange in Willits, which is very appropriate because, you know, Granges are all there about the farmer. You know, Granges are one of the oldest kind of organizations in the whole country.
Oh, man.
So we're very, very happy. And we're doing the judging at the Grange in Laytonville. So this is a Grange kind of event. So the Grange is at 291 School Street in Willits. It's the oldest building in Willits, I just found out the other day. Somebody said that's what I heard.
Oh, I'm excited.
It used to be the Willits High School. Now it's Grange.
I'm excited.
Great old building, yeah. And, so it's perfect to have it there because of the whole farming connection.
Right. But then so you're judging in Laytonville, and then everyone's going to, like, carpool down to Willits?
No. Only the judges are there for the judging. So the judging, it's, as you may recall, I think the last time I probably saw you was at an Emerald Cup, and Swami and I were judges with the Emerald Cup for the whole run of 20 years that it existed. And so we're going to do a similar thing to that because we want this to be absolutely 100% fair or blind judging. So what that means is we're going to have the judges only. We have 12 judges. And they will all meet at the Grange in Laytonville on Saturday at noon. And we'll have a little training session before that on Zoom and stuff. And they'll be basically sequestered away until they're done.
So we have
34 samples, and they're going to, they'll divide into groups to get through them. And to get, each group will have 11 or 12. And then at a certain point, we'll come together with the top ones of each one of those three groups and decide between those top ones. Everyone will get together to decide the final winners and the placement for the winning five.
So
that happens on Saturday, the actual judging.
Wow. So, I would imagine you must have some celebrity judges. You want to name a few of those?
Oh, we have some fabulous judges. I'm really, really pleased with our judging crew. So, yeah, we have, and I'm just going to pull that up right here. We have some top breeders, which is really fun because these are people that have won the Emerald Cup and won many awards in many different cups, but never judged before. So they're super excited. Mm-hmm. One of them is Mark Grayshock from Green Shock Farms.
Oh, yeah.
I can't tell you how many times Swami and I gave awards away to Mark Grayshock on stage at the Emerald Cup, and he's just really knows his weed. The other is Mean Gene, founder of Freeborn Selection.
Yeah.
And Gene actually lives in Laytonville, but he's one of the top breeders in the world, as far as I'm concerned. So really honored to have those guys on board. Let's see, we've got Jessica from Frosty Concentrates, which Jessica is the only person on the list who was also a judge with us on the Emerald Cup panel for several years. And she's really a pro at it. And so we wanted to have her there as a good, strong foundation as well. We've got Hallie Pennington, who mm-hmm. works with her dad, Matt Pennington, and they run Humboldt Seed Company.
Yeah.
So, you know, as you can tell, these are all people that see a lot of weed, including one of the ones who probably sees more weed from everybody than anybody, which is David Downs.
Oh,
and
wow.
And David
cool.
Downs is the senior editor at Leafly.
Yeah, and, he's been on
you know,
our show.
He just finished writing up his, you know, 20 Best Strains of the Year article or whatever, mm-hmm. and he sees a lot of weed. So we're very excited to have David on board. We have two certified ganjas, Colleen King and Leah Cherry are both on the board, on the panel. And they spend their lifetime judging weed and looking at weed for people. Mm-hmm. That's what they do. So
wow.
They're real pros at this. We have one anonymous judge who I just can't say. He really prefers to remain anonymous. So I guess you know it's a guy, but that's about all I'm going to say about him, except that he really, really knows his weed. He's fantastic. And we have Sam Barriere, who is, actually, Sam works with Sticker Farmer up here in Laytonville in Mendocino.
Fun.
And he sees a lot of weed.
He sure
so
does.
He does a lot of the packaging for several companies,
right.
many, many companies up here. So he likewise has his eye on the thing. And then we have two women that are local Laytonville women that really have been growers for years. They're both OG farmers. They're not licensed farmers, but they really know their weed. That's Gabby Ahern and Shana Cole Williams. So
I think
it's a great group of 12.
Oh,
it's
that's
pretty
so cool.
evenly divided, 12 women and 12 men, mm-hmm. which is very cool because it was never that way on the Emerald Cup. It was always heavy on the guys, you know. and so I'm really excited. I think we have a great group, and they will be working extremely hard on Saturday, May 3rd, doing that judging all day long. And I'll have lots of food and coffee and things to keep them going. It's a trip. They'll do it. Oh, and Swami. I forgot to mention Swami, of course. Swami's going to be one of the judges. So I'm obviously not a judge. I'll be the person figuring out the numbers as they turn them in. But Swami, who's also got his 20 years of experience with the Emerald Cup, will be judging as well. So that's our group on that. And as I say, it's going to be completely blind judging, of course.
The best. Wait.
What was that?
Yeah, blind tasting is incredible. It's such an amazing opportunity.
Yes, yes. No, it has to be blind. That's the only way to do it right. And so people will be the entrants are have all been asked to turn in 1 ounce of weed and in a wide mouth 1 pint mason jar so that everybody's jar looks exactly
and
the same
these...
and there's no labels on it. And that's what we'll put out on the table. There'll be 34 jars on the table. And the first thing they do is start to open them up and look at it. You
are
know,
these
what's
like
the crystal
all...
content? How's the trim job?
Are these all licensed producers, or do you combining, or how's that?
Nope, this is only licensed. So this is really to help out the struggling licensed farmers in Mendocino County who grow some of the best weed in the world. And I just, I kind of just got this idea because I really feel for them. I don't know if you know, Swami and I are no longer in the biz. We quit about a year ago. We figured we were old enough to retire. But it doesn't mean we don't want to help out everybody else.
Well, and you
so
do.
We have
bringing attention to, especially to, well, of course, I have a preference for northern Mendo and southern Humboldt, but bringing attention to the good herb coming out of here like it does and out of Mendocino, it's going to help everybody. So,
yeah.
No,
I actually think so. And we're inviting a lot of dispensaries as well. So, yeah, so just to let you know again, it is all licensed farmers, and we only have one category. So where the Emerald Cup got up to 46 or 47 categories eventually, which was just out of control, our category is only sun-grown flowers, no covers, no lights, full season. This is the original OG, where it all started, getting back to the basics. Yep,
right.
That's what it is. So just flowers, and that really excites me.
Right. No covers, not even greenhouse.
No, not greenhouse at all, no.
And
this is totally full season, full sun. So, they may have put their seeds under something when they were sprouting them if it was too cold up at their altitude or something. But, no, as far as the actual growing of the plant, no covers, no lights.
One of the things that's exciting about what you're doing is that by having it just with Mendocino producers, you may actually find a terroir story kind of come out of there in terms of like when you start looking at something more like, say, Compshi, more like, I hope someone from Compshi is represented. But if you start having like, you know, Compshi and the coast, and then you have like Covelo, and it might be interesting. I mean, at least to start. I mean, it might take a few more Mendo cups to really start to kind of see that come through. But do you have any thoughts about that?
Yeah, no, that's really a good point, Sunshine. It really is. And in fact, we ask on the application that everybody turned in, we ask for what is their micro region. So I can tell you, we've got, actually, I don't see Compshi on here.
No.
But we've got just about Cherry Creek, Round Valley, Bell Springs, Covelo, Coastal Hills, Round Valley, Greenfield, Bell Springs, Ridgewood, Whitethorn, Willits Valley. I mean, it goes on and on. I mean, really,
oh, wow.
There's just about everything else. You know, Woodman, Noyo, Hungry Hollow. Never even heard of that one. Potter Valley, Long Valley. It just goes on.
Oh, that's great.
And so that's really a good point. We will have all of that documented. So, for example, when we read out the winners on stage on Sunday, I will be including that. So people will know exactly what part of the county it was grown in. Because I agree, that's super important.
It's super important, for sure. And what time will you be reading out the awards? Or what time will you be announcing?
On Sunday, the doors open at 2:15. And about 3:30, we'll start doing some things on the stage, like Sherry Glazer's going to do a little comedy shtick, which should be fun. And we have, you know, a few other people will be saying a few things. And then, appropriately at 4:20, we plan is when we'll get around to reading out the awards.
I should have guessed.
Yeah.
Well, we do have Tracy on the line, so I'm going to introduce Tracy Peller from the Mendocino Producers Guild. Welcome to the Cannabis Show.
Welcome. Yeah, thank you.
One of the things that I'm excited to talk to you about is about the use of the Granges for the Mendo Cup.
Ooh, I know.
It's
right?
Exactly. It's exciting.
So fun. Yeah. What do you want to talk about? Like, where do you want me to just go on, or what do you want?
Yeah. I mean, I just want to get the lowdown because I'm actually a member and on the board of directors of my Grange in Red Crest.
Okay. Yes.
And I'm just curious about what's going on.
Fellow Granger in the house.
That's right.
Yes. Yes. So bringing it back to the roots is so fun. We always have the Laytonville Grange 762 is a cannabis friendly grange, and we always have our fun harvest party there, and that's fun. And it's so funny in my head. I'm like, well, are we allowed to say, Nikki, like the disclosed place where the judging's happening, but nobody can come? And that's the first, you know, that's the Saturday part, right? Because I always say it's an undisclosed. Anyway. So we got that, and that is just like so in the beginning of the beginning, as you know, with the Grange, to fight back against corporation and the whole jam of, and just bringing it home with this small farmer movement and rural resilience, you know, action plan. It's the best, and it's great to be able to pay your rental fee and have it go right to the Grange, you know. And there's going to be right now at our Willits Grange in Little Lake Grange, we are working on the herbal garden outside to make true medicine. Starting on Saturday, there will be a volunteer work day there, and then, you know, good food coming, of course. But yes, I mean, you can get me lost in Grangeland because there's so many little points that hook up with this. You know,
What about with the state? Like, how did the state respond to bringing cannabis in as an agricultural crop?
Isn't that great? Did you read? I know, right?
I want the update. I'm curious.
Yeah. So, the state Grange has been in California. Our state Grange recognizes cannabis as an ag crop. And we here in Mendocino, I tell you what, I love that Mendo. I'm so glad about the Mendo Cup because I'm so proud of my Mendo on so many levels. And the small farmer movement and Mendo have an alignment in that way, for sure. And we're going to try to bring cannabis to farmers markets. It should be, I just learned this the other day. Everybody, listen to this. So there's a state, okay, first of all, going back to what you're talking about, the state Grange recognizes through resolution, and thank you, Vince Scholten, for taking the lead on this, and the Sevastopol Grange, for that cannabis is recognized as an agricultural crop. Wow. And that's where we need to start with, right there, you know. And so, hey, there, done, yeah. And then, further, the way to get us to be able to just go down to farmer's market with a pound, you know, tourists come in, they go to our local farmer markets, I go down with a pound, 16, you know, one-ounce bags. That's a day's work. Like, it's taking the farmer, letting us work as farmers and just go down with our produce, our goods, our beautiful wares, and sell it to home. Like, that's as it should be, I think, in my world. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so Sevastopol started.
Yeah.
They made this first pitch. Push. Yes. Do you know a little bit about that backstory and how that went?
Well, Vince Scholten would be a fabulous person to have on the show, for sure.
Scott, say his name.
Vince Scholten, S-C-H-O-L-T-E-N. Vince.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's actually the VP now of National Grange, I believe, or something like that.
Oh,
something
wow.
Really, really okay. Fabulous. Great people. And like, and another thing about the Grange, which you know, is like, don't get hung up on the words or the rich. Like, it's so much. It's fabulous all the way through. Trust it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I'm excited for that. And
yeah.
And it's funny because Saturday is like, it's my one big fundraiser for our Grange. We do this like spaghetti feed. Any listeners out there? From noon to 6, we're going to be – it kind of goes with – there's a marathon on the Avenue of the Giants. And so we serve the runners, and we have a fundraiser for our Grange.
You guys – that's perfect. The Feed the People. Do you guys do – as every Grange does a pancake breakfast, so you guys have yours too, right?
It's been a little while. There's definitely a history of it, but not currently, not presently, but For sure, for sure. But yeah, it'd be fun to talk to you some more about just the cannabis aspect in the Grange. And that's that's exciting that they're open to having this discussion.
Oh, and let me go further since we're on it. We have, as everybody, since we're speaking Grange right here, we're taking a moment. Our Mendocino Pomona, a Pomona is all the Granges. So we've got, you know, for those of the people who don't know what your local county Pomona is, it's all your micro-regional Granges who all get together and have a seat at the table. So the representation of your whole county Grange. Our Pomona also wrote a resolution to support micro-businesses in the ag way, like make it easy for us to have direct-to-consumer sales. So we just, you know, we wrote that resolution.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a voice. It's a voice, a policy, a sharing of an ethos to try to, like, you know, bring in the awareness.
So, I mean, do you see, like, the Granges or in terms of, like, you know, the support that you're getting from the Granges, from other Granges, do you feel that that's because there's an understanding of cannabis and small farms and just wanting to preserve that aspect?
Well, I can speak only to Laytonville Grange, and the fact is that Laytonville, it was our, that's how we lived for years, is cannabis was our ag. That was our, the way everybody made money. And so our Laytonville Grange and the people around who may not be like, yay, cannabis, but they like are yay, cannabis, and we recognize you as the farmer who needs to grow your crop and stay small, you know, like that, it's a...
Right.
Yeah.
And what are some of the cannabis activities that, like, you see use of the Grange for?
Well, as it is now, le- legally you cannot smoke in the building, you know. And there's like, you know, things are gray.
That's,
you know,
okay.
Like
it's better out.
Federal stuff, blah, blah, blah. But you can absolutely be a cannabis. Where, you know, there's like different committees. So how it works is like, so you have a cannabis committee. We have a cannabis committee at our Little Lake Grange. Mm. We talk about like what the latest politics are going on, you know, the expansion issue. That's a fat one around here. Just different things. You just have that committee. It's a record, you know, we're the cannabis committee. And what can we do, and how can we support local politics to try to make it work for the small farmers?
What are the expansion issues?
In Mendo?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
I know. Let's hear.
Is all about what for me personally is a platform for the 10K or less farmers, because that fight to stay small and our voice, you know, and all the culture that we bring along with it, you know.
Right.
Yeah, living in the woods.
Okay, so you're saying that like the Granges will support farms 10K under, or is this more
Grange,
about a?
Well, I can't speak for all the Granges, how it works to get Grange rep. I can speak for my Laytonville Grange because I know them.
Yeah.
And we have an understanding. As far as like getting to like what the Granges do, that's, I think, first of all, a personal Grange decision, like how they feel, because I think there's a lot of diverse Grange feelings, you know,
yeah,
out there.
That's great.
But what the resolutions do, and once you pass a resolution, it means that it's gone through all the steps. It's gone from your Grange to the Pomona, which all those Granges meet together, and then from the Pomona, it goes to the state. And then after the state reads your resolution, they say, yes, we accept cannabis as an ag. That the state is all the counties together, you know, and then they pass that resolution.
So this is interesting because I believe our Humboldt County, Pomona, listeners out there who may also know about or be a part of your Granges, I believe it's happening in early October.
Yeah.
So you got me thinking. That's awesome. I got some time.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, because even if you know that you're in a room with Grangers, you know that you're in the right place. You're like, okay, all right, cool.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, theoretically, you know, yeah.
Okay, and while I got you here, too, you want to just tell us a little bit about the Mendocino Producers Guild and the work you do with them?
Yeah. Okay. So, well, the Mendocino Producers Guild, if you go to our website, mendocinoproducersguild.org, that's also where you can find out about the cup and stuff. The first thing you're going to see is the fish, salmon jumping upstream. And Mendocino Producers Guild is all about small producers in Mendocino County, and really all small producers everywhere, but all I could get, you know, by Mendo. And especially in Mendocino County, because we have contiguous watersheds, and with best management practices, you live with your wildlife, and you can help restore and support and create, you know, incredible, I want to say magic, but you all know what I mean, you know.
You're talking about growing crops, but at the same time preserving and enhancing habitat.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, that's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that's in the center of the center, what we're all about there. And it's not just cannabis, it's all producers. So, like, this started because I'm a wildlife advocate. And so, we have some of the best non lethal policies around here in Mendocino County. People really living with their mountain lions and their coyotes and, like, even, you know, your garden predators, you know, how to deal with them. So much of our living depends on best management practices. So we live in the woods, and so we need a platform. So Mendocino Producers Guild wants to be that platform. So hopefully, you know, rural economic development, hopefully e-commerce. We just got ourselves a guild hall south of town. Funny enough, next to Henry's, we'll be having some farmers markets happening, some tastings of all sorts, including, you know, cannabis, and just try to get it together.
Fun. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. I do want to just remind listeners that you have the Cannabis Show with Sunshine Sarasota today. Steve will be back next week. And I'm speaking with Nikki Lastretto from the Mendocino Cup. And I also have Tracy Peller from the Mendocino Producers Guild. And you can call 923-3911 if you want to join the conversation. And I do believe we have a caller right now, so let's take him in.
Hi, this is Shane. How you doing?
We're doing good.
Good, good. Quick couple of questions. I love the conversation. Cal Poly Humboldt alumni here living in Virginia, growing CBG flower for oil. That's a little bit about me. And grew and learned how to grow in Mendocino years ago in the late 90s. So I love what you're doing. A quick question about the Grange, though. I love that people could come there. We've discussed this for years now, right, Sunshine, about people coming to that region and actually buying direct from the farmers.
Totally needed.
Yeah, and so maybe what you could do is have two things. Just as input, maybe have you thought about having like weekly or twice, maybe three times a month, maybe events. A band comes and plays, and people are notified in the Bay Area, in Los Angeles area, Sacramento area, you know, throughout the state or the country even. And people like myself would fly in for that, oh, I love that band. And they're going to have food and whatever else going on. And you can also buy while you're there from the farmers. So that's my first thing. And then you could say something and I'll ask the second question.
Tracy, you want to respond to that?
Me? Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say money. That's what I would say. Money. That's why the money's not there to do the event, and I love it, and I would love that so much. It's a blast. It's what's needed, but I've tried, you guys, honestly. I keep putting in for grants or whatever, but the money's not there, and I'm just, I have no money. So,
I was going to say, a lot of bands that are just getting started. I put on the Hemp Fest in Arcata in 2000, and we had a lot of local bands that played for free because they just wanted to get known and they wanted to get heard. So that's a great way to get people to come out. But the other thing I was going to say is, are you also working on the AVA stuff? Because you mentioned terroir-grown herb. Are you going to start marketing when people do, tourists and whomever comes to the Grange to buy, would they be able to, would they say, oh, this is grown at, such an amount of, elevation?
Oh, I would imagine you, I would.
Kind of thing?
Yeah, that's coming. We know. We're getting
okay.
There. We're getting there. Okay. What do you think?
For clarity, there's no purchasing at the cup. There's no buying. There are no sales happening at the cup whatsoever. You need, permits and all of that such for that, which we just couldn't afford.
Yeah.
But what I was talking about is going through the actual legal California farmers market as ag, that you get on this list, like wine and cheese and cannabis. And then you can go down to your local farmers market with my, cooler pound, and I sell 16 ounces. And, the market manager was telling me people will come. They're like, well, where's the cannabis? Honestly. So it could be fun.
So you're basically saying that you can buy. I'm a little confused. So you can buy at your event, but
no,
can the Grange set
event.
Up like
not
a weekly
event. For an event
or
where there's like the
a farmer's market?
Cannabis, there's a lot to it. We did some farmers market. We were actually, MPG was the first legal farmers market in California.
Uh-huh.
Woohoo! And that's thousands of dollars. And the thing is right now that I'm finding, honestly, with rural stuff, is that people are so trapped and strapped right now. To ask someone to do volunteer or come down, even the gas to get there is a lot right now for our economic hardship. We're really struggling,
yeah.
and my people are really hurting. And so the abundance or the extra, it just isn't there. The fluff, you know, everything's hard and dry. And so this is hopefully going to bring it. Bring it.
Yeah. I guess my last thing I was going to say is you did mention terroir-driven flower, right? Sun-grown flower. Is that going to be pushed more and more? Because that is a way for Humboldt Mendocino for sure to stand out.
Yes, and we stand out. That's exactly it, dude, is the standout. When big people were like, we're going to grow big, it's like, well, that's not our market. This is our market. And thanks to Nikki, has this beautiful vision of elevation. And this is, I mean, imagine you go to these big hoity-toity fundraisers with champagne, you know, sparkly glitter. What if there's some dupes there, too? Why not? I know a lot of people that would rather have a little puff than drink alcohol, you know, or something like that. But the elevation aspect is that, you know, that's what Nikki, this is the cup. This is the Mendo cup, the elevation cup. And eventually, I think we could all sing to this together, full sun-grown, elevated, best management practices. We're doing it different. Our market is the boutique, the $3,000 a pound. Like, whoa, can't get it anywhere. Only grown 100 pounds. Like, that's like the top shelf.
Yeah, because you can only do that there. Anybody can grow indoor. Anybody can grow outdoor where they live. We grow it here in Virginia.
Right.
But there's something special besides the moisture in the air, the sun, the elevation, all of it, you know, the whole thing. So thank you for my call.
Right on.
Thanks
thank
so
you.
Much.
Have a great
okay,
day.
Thank you.
All right,
take
happy
care.
Spring.
KMUD is a community radio station in the Redwood region of Northern California. Donate to support people-powered radio at kmud.org.
Cool.
Yeah, the topography here is amazeballs. It really is. It goes with the whole dream that we had shared together. All of us dreamed it, being Champagne and all, our region. Yeah.
For sure. I got a few good weed and wine pairings.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. No doubt about that. But, so, I mean, I do hear, and I'm also on the same in terms of, like, being able to sustain higher prices for what we grow and what we produce here in the Emerald Triangle. And it's becoming more and more obvious about our quality and about how we've been being taken advantage of for the past couple of decades, really. So I still very much believe that our day is going to come.
Yes.
Ow! I know. I know.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Nikki, do you want to add to the something? You want to add to the conversation?
Yeah, I do. I want to add that we couldn't even do the Mendo Cup without MPG because they're the ones that are really hosting this event and, helped tremendously in finding the farmers and getting the word out and so much else. And the event is a benefit for MPG, for the Mendocino Producers Guild. I also want to point out that, yes, you cannot smoke inside the Grange, but we will have a 20 by 30 foot lounge outside, a big tent, and an area even outside of that, assuming it's going to be a nice, beautiful day, I think, on May 4th, on Sunday. And so there will be a smoking lounge. And you can expect that a lot of farmers will want to be sharing some yummies from their personal gardens. I do want people to know that even though they won't be smoking inside, there will definitely be smoking going on outside. So just to know that you can't purchase at this event, but people will definitely be sharing. So come prepared for that.
Yeah, and also just be prepared to share, too, because, I mean, no one should be weed poor in Humboldt or Mendocino, right? So
Right, exactly.
And also for the people.
No, and there's going to be a table that MPG is going to be hosting, a farmer's table. And we have 34 contestants, and not all of them, but most of them have signed up to be featured at that table where they can display up to an ounce for each farm of their cannabis. So people can come and smell it, they can look at it, and then if they go out to that lounge, who knows, they might even meet the farmer who's going to share a joint of something from similar to what they saw in that jar.
And
so that's how it's going to work.
Just to have something to share, too, because we're going to have a lot of guests coming from out of the area, as I imagine. So, yeah, I mean, have something for them. Bring some, roll a few extras.
Yeah. No, and actually, this is geared, you know, the Mendo Cup is, of course, we welcome lots of people from the county, but we also are really gearing it towards bringing in people not from Mendocino, the people that are consumers and dispensary owners. People from other parts of the state, even we have people coming from other parts of the country that are coming in, and they just want to see what's Mendo up to. So we really, that's a lot of it. Like Tracy was saying, it's kind of, you know, branding Mendocino County as the place that has some of the best, if not the best, weed in the world, and Southern Humboldt, I'll give you that.
Thank you.
And just to really get that message across in style.
Yeah,
so that
sure.
People realize, you know, it's not just the good old boys that get to smoke the dank, you know. It's there for everybody, and you're going to learn the brands, and you're going to learn who's got the best and where you can find it. So I think that's one of the major things that MPG is promoting, I think, is the branding of this county.
Oh, okay. You want to, Tracy, you want to respond to that?
Oh, my gosh. Do we have 20 hours?
Let's go. We got 20 minutes. Let's go.
I love Mendo. The branding of this county, there is so much diversity in this county, literally, and we fought to stay small. You know, mm-hmm. when people were like, you know, you don't have vision, it's like, actually, we have really long-term vision. And so we fought to stay small, and we kept it at 10K, and there is a lot of environmental, you know, destruction because people, you know, just came in and put hoop houses. But we kept it to a minimal, and we wanted to really bring in the relationship and culture between ourselves, the environmentalists, our neighbor, and holding it down for the original farms, the original growers, our small farmers in the hills that, because of all of the craziness, didn't get to make it through, you know, unfortunately. But branding Mendo has to do with best management practices, a wildlife tourism, ecotourism, education, bringing back an industry here, some sort of an industry, so that our children can stay home. Like right now, there's not a lot of jobs here in Mendo. So being like, okay, guys, what are we about? And then because we're totally reinventing ourselves. So we have, like, what's the demographic we want to attract? Well, we want to attract people who like wildlife. And so there's like, that's a nice, let's just be clear on it. You know, we're like a wildlife county. Okay, we want to attract someone who appreciates quality goods, best management practices, and isn't all like super corporate.
I totally agree on like the more laser focused you are on the type of the demographic and the tourism that you want to bring to your county is just, it's better. It's better to actually be focused than to not.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. And getting and enhancing our industry by, I'm like wearing these Uggs the other day, right? These old Uggs, because of course I could never afford them now. And I think I found out they did not have best management practices. And then I was like, these so could be Mendo made wool right here that I'm wearing, mm-hmm. you know, and everybody here could have clothes and food, you know, because the more we develop our local industries, the more we create our own sustainability, the more they're like, well, we know where our clothes and food are coming from. And
which is where the Granges also come in for helping that putting all that together.
Absolutely. It's all part of the master plan.
Wow. Yeah. That's yeah. Yeah, Nikki?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I agree, and I want a pair of those Uggs when they're made. What are we going to call them? Mugs. We can call them mugs if they're in Mendo maybe or something. Yeah.
I want a pair of mugs. Yes.
That's funny. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So going back to the event in Willits, is there like some music going on or – anything you want to say about, like...
Well, there'll be lots of stuff going on. There won't be... It's not like there's going to be loud bands playing or something, because in the Grange Hall there, it's you wouldn't be able to hear a thing anybody said at the same time. It's a pretty the room's not conducive. But there will be booths there, lots of booths, and some of them will have farmers, and many of them will have craftspeople as well doing other things, and there'll also be some delicious food booths that are going to be selling some wonderful food out of the kitchen there. And there'll be a little MPGs hosting a little bar situation that'll actually have some beer and wine, because we have the permit to do that.
Oh, that'd be great. You have some great vineyards.
Coffee's important to keep people going, when they're smoking all that weed. And and then on stage there will be this presentation for, it'll last for about an hour, hour and a half on the stage inside. That'll have, like I said, Sherry Glazer, a local poet will be doing a recitation about cannabis. A few other things will be going on there.
Yeah,
so
you could also...
That'll be, and then leading up to the awards ceremony.
You've got a great local DJ there, too. DJs, the Gorilla Takeover.
Oh, yes.
Are they going to be in the house?
Gabby.
Yeah, that's what I was...
Like I said, we can't really do loud music.
Well, it doesn't
room.
Have to be loud.
We do loud music in that room. Kind of hard.
It won't be that loud.
We will have some background music, and it does include a lot of the local, the dope Mendo Dope Boys are on it, Gorilla Takeover's on it. The old High Grade All Star is one of my favorite all timers from Mendocino are going to be on this little. So there'll be music playing.
Okay,
and
great.
You, if you listen for it, you'll hear it. But it can't be kind of overtaking the whole room. That's the only thing.
Yeah, no, that's important, because there are going to be some really important discussions going on. And everyone's amazing observations that they want to share about all the incredible herb they're smoking. We all need to be able to hear it all.
Yes.
So I'm all about that, too.
Yeah, and there'll also be some stuff about the history of cannabis in Mendocino and California, but primarily Mendocino, and that'll be presented by Richard Jorgensen, who has his little archive right there in the Grange in Willits, actually. So he's going to set up a separate little thing where people can see some of the really fascinating history about cannabis in this county.
Yeah, wow. In the world, too. I mean, the whole thing. And Pat Higgins will be there.
Okay, great. Yeah, I was thinking of him because so much I have when you were talking about the Mendocino Producers Guild, I was thinking of Pat Higgins. I was like, that's right. That's what he was telling me of, a vision similar to that.
Yes,
so that's really cool.
Nikki Bailey, too, because they're like right in it together. Absolutely. Yep.
Wow. And you also got some good vineyards, too, up there in Bell Springs, Cipolla.
Yep.
And you have that Alder Springs vineyard. I hope they're back.
Alder Springs, right?
Yeah, really good. Just right there in Northern Mendo.
Yeah, they've always been very supportive. Yeah, they're very supportive. And, we do. There are, and that's kind of one of the things that, again, about the branding of the county is Mendocino County kind of blew it on the wine situation many years ago when they decided to take a back seat and not go full on like Napa and Sonoma when they really could have. And they chose, we'll just grow some grapes and, make a few of our own wines and sell our grapes to Napa and Mendocino. When we grow grapes equally good in some of our areas here as they do in Napa and Mendocino and Sonoma.
Yeah.
So they really kind of lost it on that. In fact, you might get a kick out of the sunshine. We've decided on the main stage, on the little altar there, right in front of the main stage, we have a statue of a goose, a large statue of a goose, and he will be putting out golden eggs coming out of him. So kind of getting that point across, and we're not going to cut his head off. We're going to make sure this goose survives.
Yes, our goose of these golden eggs, but it has to be a girl, Nikki.
That's funny.
Okay, what's your name? You need a name.
What was it?
Richard.
The can of goose? Or the
Canada Goose.
Yeah, but instead of Canadian goose, it's the Canada Goose.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a song for that too, tenor song, the Golden
Goose.
Yes,
Oh, that's great. That's great.
But
so
I remember Nikki being up there when we were talking to the Board of Supervisors, Sunshine. I mean, we've been talking to them for so long. I mean, this is a county that was like anti-cannabis. I mean, there's a lot of prohibition here in Mendo. It's trippy, right? And I remember Nikki standing up and being like, this is the golden right here, you guys. This is it. This week, the things we could do. And like, and then now, however many years later, finally, you know, the goose. It's like, yes, kind of a reclamation situation.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we just want to have, like, we have had this, you know, this boom and bust economies with the timber and the fisheries and. And we've seen the way also just how the livestock and some of that, the practices around that. And so it's just like, I mean, it's time to get it right. It's time to get it right and grow good herb. Like, it's just, if you're smoking something that's getting you high, you do care about the intentions and how it's growing. And because that's part of your spiritual growth. That's what you take when you leave this earth. Like, it's, you know, it's. You can eat a good diet and you can take care of your body, but like that's gonna go away when you die. But your spiritual growth stays with you. So you wanna be growing, you know, you wanna be smoking like good herb. Anyway, that's my
that's I my love exactly. that. That was so good.
Exactly.
Sunshine, are you coming?
I am. I actually have a show here at K-Mud Sunday. And I'll be speaking with Moonrise Genetics out of, I think he's out of Michigan, regenerative farmer, making some really good genetics. I'm really excited to be talking to him. And then that ends at 3, and then I'll be like getting down there before, right around 4:20.
Right on. Right on.
Yeah, so I'm really excited.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you can come. Your name will be on the guest list, Sunshine, of course.
Thank you. Now, I really love going to Mendo, and especially there in like Area 101 in Laytonville, and just like, just takes me to my, it's so roots for me. So I really enjoy it. It definitely just fills my heart with joy, and just, it's very satisfying. It feels good.
Oh, so good. Right on.
We'll have a bunch of OGs there. Yeah. There'll be, I know, unfortunately, Pebbles, I doubt that Pebbles Trippett will make it. She's not doing all that well. She's living in San Francisco right now, and it's kind of hard for her to get around.
Okay.
But you know who's going to be there who's a real OG is Tony Sarah.
Oh, yeah.
You know Tony Sarah, the attorney?
Yeah.
So many people. And Tony's like in his 90s now.
Wow.
And he's coming because he's so proud to see this kind of thing happen. And there'll just be a lot of the old timers will be there, I'm sure. So, we're really bringing them out of the gardens.
Yeah, right. I was actually thinking about Judy Berry and Mendocino, and now you're saying Tony Sarah's going to be there, and he was one of the attorneys in her case against. So.
Great.
Yeah, with the FBI.
No, he's. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be...
Yeah, yeah, okay. No, he's amazing.
So
very special.
Okay, and so we're getting towards the top of the hour here. If there's people there in Mendocino and they want to join the Mendocino Producers Guild, is there like a meeting time, or is there any kind of... How would you want to plug people in, Tracy?
This is a great question. Just go to MendocinoProducersGuild.org, and then you're in. And there's a newsletter, and I will eventually write a newsletter, and we will be having our first Guild Hall Market, if anybody's interested, May 31st. There'll be posters at the Cup, May 31st at in Laytonville. So if you sign up, you'll get the info on when we're having events. And if you want to be a producer and join the team, then that's fabulous too. And anything you want to do with MPG is fabulous, because I mean, honestly, I feel like we're all kind of in this together.
Yeah, and also for listeners too, if they want to become a member of the Grange or participate with the Grange, do you have some guidance for that too?
There's actually, of course, a Grange button, funny enough, on the website.
Okay.
So if you go there, you can click Grange. And if anybody has any questions about the Grange, don't hesitate to reach out, and I'll put you in touch. I'm a Granger, so, yeah, have at it.
And if people, I'm guessing if they got questions about their, they may come to you and call them their pests, but I'm sure you probably have some answers for how people can, like, work with the wildlife around them in their gardens.
Oh, all day I have time for that. Absolutely. That's my jam. So any all of it, and we're a 501c3 nonprofit, did I mention? Just did that last August. Super
excited. Congratulations.
Yep. And that's part of our mission is, like, you know, is teaching the living with wildlife so that people can do their BMPs. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
And, Nikki, any final thoughts here as we get to the end of the show?
Well, yeah, likewise for, the Mendo Cup is open to the general public, and tickets are extremely reasonable at only $20 a person. And there are not that many left, so I would suggest people sign up soon. And you'd simply go to the Mendocino Producers Guild website. So it's just simply mendocinoproducersguild.org. That's one long word, .org. And you'll see on there a way that'll guide you right to where you can get your tickets. So I really recommend people do that and join us on Sunday, May 4th, starting at 2:15 for the Mendo Cup.
Oh, thank you so much for hosting this event and putting this on. I didn't even ask about the Emerald Cup, but I'm guessing do you have anything to say about that real quick for listeners who might be wondering?
Well, I know it's not happening in 2025. Tim Blake has some, he has some visions and hopes that it could happen again. But we really can't. I have no idea at this point.
Yeah,
and
plus,
they say it's in God's hands.
Taking a break and getting, you know, whatever. Like, good things can come. Great things can come from that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay.
Yeah. So it's nice to go back to the basics here, really, and, you know, narrow it down to just county by county. So I think Humboldt County should do a similar thing. I would love to see that.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Okay, great. Thank you so much for joining me today on The Cannabis Show. And
thank you so much for having us here.
Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. This has been Sunshine with the
Sunshine.
Thank you. This has been Sunshine with the Cannabis Show. Steve will be back next week. And I was speaking with Tracy Peller from the Mendocino Producers Guild and Nikki Lostretto from the Mendo Cup, which is happening Sunday, May 4th. In Willits. Okay, well, thank you. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Avi.
This has been a K-Mutt podcast. To listen to other shows and more episodes of this show, find us on all the platforms where you get your podcast and also on our website, kmud.org.